Hello?
Amen.
He's the first one to call. Why? Because there's going to be another trial taking place. And the trial is with Satan. Hello? And Satan, the liar, father of all lies, he's going to say, I had nothing to do with his death. But the Lord has evidence. At every trial, there has to be evidence. And he's going to have the scars, the nail prints in his hand, the nail prints in his feet. He's the only one that's going to bear the scars throughout eternity. He paid the price that you could be in management. Can you say hallelujah? So you're going to have a few scars in management. Everybody's not going to like you. The devil's not going to even like that. Didn't like it with Job, did he? Wanted to take everything that he had, 10 children, took his business, took his houses. And in all of that, Job was able to manage. Somebody else would have given him, oh my God, I'm not going to serve the Lord. I can't do that. We had one woman years came to the church and she lost her son. And everything changed in her life. She used to speak in tongues. She used to prophesy. And she, a good woman. And the music played while she felt it. And she lost her son and everything changed. How would you like to lose 10 children at one time? You ever think of that? It's bad enough losing one. How would you like to lose 10? Job lost 10 at one time. He lost his business. Lost his houses. And he was 70 years old. Who wants to start over at 70? That's when you want to go down to the islands and you want to relax and enjoy the warm weather. You don't want to start over in New York. My God, I want to go down there and enjoy the good life right now. Amen? So what happened? Now Satan attacks his body. And he said, a man will give anything for his reputation. Let me attack Job. So God says, go ahead, attack him. Now Job is covered with boils, his head to his feet. His wife said, do you still retain your integrity, which is your self-respect? He said, my self-respect don't come from man. My self-respect comes from God. Amen. Amen. You don't have to worry. The scars on your body, you've been through your trials, you've been through your disappointments. Amen. But he said, I'm not going to have to worry about what man thinks about me, my integrity. He says, my respect comes from God. Yes. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. So remember that tonight. No matter what you're going through, don't look for respect for man. Here's a man in John, the 5th chapter. Nobody helping him. Never said a word. Jesus is there. Walking down the street and he says to the man, will you be made whole? He said, I don't have any man to help me. Amen. Amen? Well, the Lord said, well, listen what I have to say. Take up thy bed and walk. Take it up and walk. In other words, don't go back into your bed of affliction. What you come out of, keep on going. That's why he said, take your bed. He didn't say, leave your bed there. He said, take it up. Because we always, like Lot's wife, we always want to look back to see what we left. Amen. Amen. She wanted to look back to see what she left behind. Well, maybe God didn't mean what he said. Maybe he's not going to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. But they were told not to look back. You know who came? Angels warned them. So you see, in this day we're living in, I said an angel can warn people. Even Zacharias, a priest, was in church worshiping God. And an angel appears. I'm preparing you for angels to appear to you. I'm teaching you tonight for angels to appear to you. An angel appears, and he don't believe what the angel said. So am I going to lose my joy because people don't believe me? I laugh at the devil. If they didn't believe, if Zacharias didn't believe an angel, why should people believe me? So I don't get disappointment because I know the word of God. But there are those that are going to hear. Like the 70 that Jesus sent out, and they came back rejoicing. Man, even the devils are subject unto us. The Lord said, don't rejoice in that. Rejoice that your name is written in heaven. Hallelujah. I said, I'm rejoicing that my name is written in heaven.
Oh, yes.
Amen. That's why David said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. You know what he meant by that? That word want means I will not fail.
Amen.
When the Lord is your shepherd, you will not fail in life. Though you walk through the valley of the shadow of death. You know where the valley of the shadow of death is? Long Island Expressway. Southern State Parkway. Sunrise Highway. Every time you're going down those roads, that's the valley of the shadow of death. But he said, I will fear what? No evil. Because God has a plan for your life. And that's what Job knew. Job knew that God had a plan for his life. Jacob knew that God had a plan for his life. Because he said to God, listen, if everything you tell me is true, that you're going to watch over, you're going to keep me, you're going to bless me, if everything you said to me is true, then I'm going to pay my tithes.
Amen.
You know what? He never even prayed. He didn't pray until he wrestled with an angel of the Lord. That was years later. He never said a prayer. And the Lord said, I'm going to bless you. Why? Because God chose him. You see, when you're chosen in life, you're different than those that are around. Many are called, but few are chosen. You see, when you're called, you have to make the decision. But when you're chosen, the decision is not yours. It's not yours. There's a difference. Even believing is not of yourself. It says in Ephesians, the second chapter, believing is a gift of God. I'm not here to work up your believer tonight. I'm here in confirmation to what you already know, and I'm just here reviving you. I'm here just waking you up. Let you know who you are in the kingdom of God.
Oh, yes.
Amen. Even Peter had to be woke up in jail.
Mm-hmm.
Acts the 12th chapter, he had to be woke up.
Oh, yes.
An angel came and slapped him. I'll tell you again, I said an angel came and slapped him in jail.
Yeah.
Here he is in chains.
Mm-hmm.
A soldier on each side of him.
Yeah.
In fact, there were 16 soldiers that took charge of him, and then one was sleeping on either side.
Mm-hmm.
Why were there so many soldiers watching Peter? Because in Acts, the 5th chapter, he was put in prison, the local prison.
Uh-huh.
And in the local prison, an angel came and unlocked the door. So he got out of the local prison. And now that he did that, now he's in solitary confinement. He's in a penitentiary now. He's not in a local prison. That's why there were 16 soldiers. Get ready now. And you know what he was doing? Sleeping. Because he knew in the morning they were going to cut his head off. They knew that they were going to kill him. He knew it. But he was sleeping. He's your peace in the midst of a storm. Jesus was sleeping in the midst of a storm. I'll tell you, Jesus was sleeping in the midst of a storm, was he not? He says, come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, I will give you rest. You see, a lot of people sleep, but they don't rest. When you enter into God's rest, it means you enter into his promises. That's the only way you can rest, because you're entering into his promises. In Hebrews, the 4th chapter, it says they failed to enter into God's rest, and they died in the wilderness. What is God's rest? God's rest is they failed to enter into the promises of God.